Good day, I'm Paige Estrotori on behalf of Financial Services Online, here with your weekly insurance news wrap, Tuesday, December 17th, 2024. We're shining a spotlight on some notable occurrences in the Australian insurance industry. First off, we turn to term life insurance, which appears to be fueling consumer grievances, as highlighted in the latest report from the Australian Securities and Investments Commission. A hefty 41% of total complaints last financial year were due to term life insurance. That's over half of the 54,896 grievances lodged, resulting in a hefty $11 million in compensation. Delays, service issues, and premium disputes being chief among the causes. From October 2021 onwards, all financial services complaints must be documented, ensuring accountability is upheld. Integral in the enhancement of consumer protection and internal dispute resolution processes. In an interesting twist to auto insurance, an Audi Q5 theft case, initially disputed by RAC-Q Insurance because the ignition keys were left in the car, saw the claimants secure compensation. The Australian Financial Complaints Authority ruled the couple's mistake as inadvertent rather than reckless, reminding us all of the importance of context in policy interpretation. Mental health has overtaken physical injuries to emerge as the primary reason for insurance payouts, according to TAL. From March to September this year, mental health claims accounted for 29% of the total, compared to 18% for physical injuries. TAL's response has been more than just financial support, extending to offer psychiatric assessments and health services to their clients. Lastly, we address the tricky issue of product phoenixing. Health insurers, bypassing annual rate change regulations, have been discontinuing old policies and launching more expensive ones. Health Minister Mark Butler is not mincing words about these actions, which are adding substantial costs for customers. Pressure is building for these insurers faced with the possibility of legislative action. That wraps up your weekly insurance roundup. Stay informed and stay insured, Australia. For more information on personal and business insurance, visit us at financialservicesonline.com.au. I'm Paige Estrotori, signing off until next Tuesday.